chapter 15, because fuck China. You were whacked on the head, and it's now 2020. Nothing happened in 2019. Enter COVID. Chinese government spent a full year plotting to destroy my life at this point, and I was drinking daily. Caused a lot more pain for my roommate at this point, and I basically just feel completely justified the whole time. COVID fucked everything. Absolutely fucking everything. My suppliers were fucked, and I was fucked. Everything was fucked. I did, however, spend a full year mastering my soldering skills. I did retro games console mods and repairs for free, for fun, if people paid for parts and shipping both ways. I lost count of how many PlayStation 2 mod chips I installed. Some bloke thought I was a commercial threat to his shit little mod shop for mods that I was doing for fun online, and he did a smear campaign against me after I published a series of useful tips and tricks that made several of his commercial products completely obsolete. Yeah, because, like, there's a whole, like, cottage industry of, like, console modders out there that just make everything really complicated for no reason. And I was coming along saying, here's how you do this, that, and the other thing really easily with, like, very little skill. Anyway, I was being paid by the government to, you know, sit at home anyway, so I just mastered all my skills. My roommate alternated between calling me a genius or running to my parents' house when I became too drunk. I don't do alcohol very well, you know, I'm just a really mean drunk. I also ordered a month's supply of weed that month, and I was high for a month. And I'm not going to say which month. I basically become the nicest person in the world when I'm stoned. And my mum came around and she found my stash one day. I told her it was my medicine drawer. She laughed. And I've not done any weed since then. I don't really see any reason to. This is a really weird time in my life. Nothing else really happens, though. I mean, I did beat Shin Megami Tensei on my Super Nintendo console. Louis Cipher is the greatest villain of all computer game history. I beat it on my heavily modified Super Nintendo. It had a Region 3 Super CRC mod chip, Digitamod, which also provided an accurate NTSC clock, corrected capacitor values for NTSC composite video outputs, and I even engineered myself a complete PAL to NTSC conversion. Not just like the way most people do this online is like really simple. Like I actually compared the schematics of like the European and American consoles and actually changed all of the parts on the board. And took me an evening, but you know I got. I basically converted what was a European Super Nintendo into a Super Famicom, which is the Japanese console. I also played it on a really shit CRT TV that I bought on eBay. I fell asleep all year until December 2020 came, and I finally rebooted my company. Yes, nothing happened in December 2020 either. And I attempted my first coup of the LibreBit project at this time. The FSF didn't know me, they didn't want to know me at this point, you know, they delisted my company on the website at that point, and COVID just gave them the perfect excuse, you know, all the shit that I put them through years before, and they made it clear that I was on my own, so I decided to own it. Created a new project at this time called OS Boot, which aimed to be a much more pragmatic version of LibreBoot. It was based on LibreBoot, but it violated several aspects of the FSF policies, such as not including proprietary software. Yes, only free software is allowed in FSF policies, so because they're a bunch of purists. I wanted to do this for LibreBoot as well, as this would enable more computers to work. It's what the upstream Coreboot project does. You know, it's much more pragmatic. I knew, though, that the FSF had strong ideological influence, so, you know, I couldn't rock the boat too much at this time. Simply changing LibreBoot too fast would alienate everyone, so I launched OS Boot as a kind of stepping stone, you know, testing the waters, so to speak. It ran parallel to the LibreBoot project. I threw out all of the code that the LibreBoot committee had written, because it never worked. I simply spent 2 weeks modernizing my work from 2016, bringing it up to date in the year 2020. The LibreBoot committee had, since 2017, began a wholesale rewrites of all the code in LibreBoot, but their new code just never worked, and they would be dealt with later. OS Boot was an immediate success, and people would regularly tell me that this is now the new Libre boot in all but name. Still, I waited. I got a bit excited at first, and I simply removed all of my underlings from Libre boot. I just removed the committee for a day, taking full control again and vowing to replace it with OS boot. But, you know, this is a mistake. Yeah, I was just a little bit too excited. I can be like really impulsive sometimes. This is at like the end, like the very last day of December, like 2020. Yeah, like I said, you know, doing it too soon, it'd be too much. So I let them have their illusion of control for a while, reinstated the committee, and, you know, I had no emotional concept of the fact that these people had worked hard for years and years on their software, or the fact that they now relied on my infrastructure, still under my absolute control, of course, which I previously said in 2017 that I'd never touch ever again. So, you know, whatever. I mean, that's not what I signed up for, though. I wanted them to produce releases for me. I mean, that was basically the unwritten rule in 2017. You know, please me or leave. They'd not produced any useful releases in years at this point. You know, almost 5 years. They themselves had started to alienate a lot of would-be contributors to the project. You know, they were now the same kind of liability that I was in 2016, defeating the very purpose of their presence in the first place. Namely, to provide Libreboot releases while I did literally anything else. The OSBoot launch, though, as I said, was an immediate success, and I started selling it exclusively on my website. I'd taken over Libreboot in all but name, you know, that would come later. Within weeks, I modernized everything and had something that people could actually use. Meanwhile, Libreboot itself was dead. You know, my grandmother also died, and COVID meant that I didn't have to attend the funeral. I forgot to pay roommate's car insurance and I didn't want to pay the fine, so her car was crushed. She became incredibly depressed and sat in her room all day, just all day, every day. This would quickly annoy me, and I started treating her again, more or less like I had in 2017. But she knew now, from the stress of her previous experience, to be extra nice. Plus, I was drunk every day. She would sit meekly in her room most of the time and never bother me. And, you know, we weren't dating, so I had no obligation to comfort her in any way. She was my guest, and she'd better behave. I still cooked and cleaned for her, you know, but I basically left her to rot. I didn't care about her at that point. I only spoke to her when she spoke to me, usually, unless I was, like, really bored, at which point I'd usually just enter her room and just watch her play games with her weird friends. Sometimes I'd talk to her friends as well. 2021 came through like a hurricane. I didn't really like the rewrite of Libreboot that the committee had been working on, which, again, they'd started in 2017. I was now using my old design, modernized in OS Boot, and there are essentially two Libreboots. They wanted me to let them keep doing their thing on my infrastructure while I did my own releases. I knew what this really meant. They would compete with me at a later date, but they needed more time. I just chucked them out. The freedom I felt was exhilarating. Of course, they were outraged, which caused an even bigger rush, but it was more than that. I was me again. You know, this is like March at this point. I'd spent years having my own ideas for the project rejected. You know, I wanted to help out with their effort, but they just said, no, we're not interested. We don't care what you have to say. I'd actually tried to make the whole, you know, democracy thing work. But I just had better ideas than they did for how to run the project. You know, my idea of what Libreboot was just better. I just made everything like really cheap and so it could be maintained, you know, more easily, getting releases out quicker. That's the point of Libreboot. Do releases, support as many different computers as possible. It was quantity over quality, although I polished the latter as well. I simply felt free again. You know, I just, like, literally just threw out all of the other people in the projects. One of the people that I threw out kept telling me all the things I needed to do for the projects as though he was still in charge, obviously in shock that I just basically sacked him. I felt incredibly free at that point because I realized I no longer needed to implement any of his plans or indulge him in any way. I never needed to, and I'd now acknowledged it. You know, I lamented only that I didn't kick him out sooner. I'd planned a move like this in 2017 with something exactly like OS Boot then. But, you know, I chickened out because of my surgery. You know, I had other stuff going on at the time. So I thought, no, fuck it. Oh, well. What mattered now was that I had freedom now. And I wasn't wasting time. You know, I had to make up for 4 years of lost time. At some point in a conversation, he told me that I'd missed the point of what he'd said, to which I retorted, "I'm not missing the point. I'm ignoring the point," referring to his various just telling me what to do. Nah, he was gone. During the coup, and this was a coup, which happened simultaneously to another coup that I'll explain momentarily, the adrenaline rush that I felt was intense. What triggered me was that I was listening to a really amazing trance playlist one night, and at a really specific point in the song, just something in me snaps at the right moment. I knew the risk of running such a coup, just suddenly taking another Libra route like I did, but I felt just extreme energy in that moment listening to that track. And I just cooed, you know, I just purged everyone. I just got rid of everyone. I just said, nah, fuck it. You know, I want everything back. I want it all back. Several of my colleagues at the time wondered if I'd gone insane. People I threw out of Libra route, they did try to denounce me and cause drama about the whole thing. They tried to register a different Libra Boot domain name, but they never managed to actually launch a new project. They couldn't poke through all the noise either, because there was another coup going on at that time. I publicly defended Richard Stallman after he'd suddenly returned to the FSF during Libra Planet 2021. This happened in parallel with my Libra Boot takeover, and quite intentionally, he'd been ostracized because in 2019, he privately defended a suspected paedophile on an MRT mailing list, and the email was leaked, and then it became public. Years of grievances meant that people just absolutely crucified him in every way. You know, this for most people, this was like the last straw. He was forced to resign, but now he's back, and the entire free software movement was in civil war at this point. I was gloating the entire time, bragging about the fact that I'd suddenly taken over everything so quickly in Libra Boot. You know, I actually bragged like a villain on RC. I didn't, like, hide or censor myself in any way. You know, I was just really happy. Retroactive continuity. I barely even announced the change. Like, I referred to the former maintainers as being removed, but the actual page was titled Resignations. It was a funny way to show my contempt, I thought, as development once again skyrocketed. I offered no apology, and I took great pains to ensure that no one would ever speak their names. I simply provided my own code, inviting other developers. I just replaced them. I replaced every aspect of them. I replaced them, and I also replaced their code. I threw out everything. Every respectable free software organization publicly denounced the Free Software Foundation, and there was even talk of a splinter group, the so-called GNU Assembly. Meanwhile, I wanted to suddenly oust every member of the Libra Boot project, seize control of the Libra Boot project in the most abrupt way possible, and do releases entirely on my own again, throwing out 5 years of work and violating all of the trust that I'd earned since 2017, without causing a huge incident. Richard Stallman provided the perfect cover, so I publicly defended him. Swimming against the tide and pissing off literally everyone, I did this simultaneously to my takeover of Libra Boot. I took no stock of how risky this might be. The danger of such a move, as I'm about to describe, simply did not dawn on me. I was in the heat of the moment, and I felt the rush, the hunt, the chase, the kill, as it were. It was the same feeling when I booted out those jokers from the Libra Boot projects. I just wanted to win. You know, they're all lunatics. I was in the FSF's mind test server the whole time during their Libra Planet conference, just waiting for shit to happen, you know. This was just before my Libra Boot purge. I was pouring lava everywhere in the mind test game server while explaining to someone how I'd tried to make the Libra Boot committee work. This was just before I snapped and just purged everyone instead. I half expected that the FSF would chicken out and that Stallman would remain in the shadows. No, madness, pure madness. Half of the board of directors quit, as did half of the staff. The whole world was out for blood. Both sides set up their own petitions. Mine won. Calling for the FSF to remain in post. If this were an election, Stallman won by a landslide. The FSF's executive director had blocked Libra Boot from being promoted since 2020, which meant that he needed to go as well. Although this was unintended, he himself resigned after my campaign led to thousands of people harassing the FSF. They all demanded that their hero, Richard Stallman, be praised and honoured in his newly re-established role at the FSF. I immediately began a wholesale reorganisation of Libra Boots, marketing OS Boot as its spiritual successor, while continuing to keep the two projects separate, for now. I felt that no one could challenge me, because I defended Stallman, which is why I did it. You know, I didn't even wait. I knew on the day that my article came out that I was absolutely fucking in charge, and I gloated loudly on every chat room. It was incredibly petty, and I was very much in charge. No one spoke out. Because I was actually also doing good work. Like, I'd given everyone a new LibreBoot release for the first time in 5 years, and I was defending their hero, Richard Stallman. It was just mad. They just made the best of it, you know. They all thanked me. I had, after all, given them, you know, something real. I was the one who cleaned up the project and got it moving again. They accepted my authority because there was no one else. There was no one else left. I LibreBoot had been dead for years at this point. I gradually removed myself from the Stallman campaign, though, switching sides entirely, because the FSF still wouldn't help me. I didn't expect them to. The other side is where the money was, and I felt that they were so nebulous in their corporatism anyway that they'd soon forget everything anyway. The people that were like against Richard Stallman, like they're mostly like a cat pointer with a cardboard box. You know, they're like a cat with a laser pointer and a cardboard box. They soon have a shiny new distraction called Freenode, which I'll get onto next. I knew then that the best way to effect sudden change was during a big fight. So at one point, lots of people even suggested that I became the FSF's new executive director. I'm not even joking. I even applied, although I knew they wouldn't respond to my application, and they didn't. My coup complete, a new LibreBoot release was finally ready by the 20th of May 2021, the first in 5 years, but there was a problem. I'd been mostly offline for a week, and I was unaware that another coup was underway simultaneously. When the LibreBoot release did come out, the first in 5 years, the new FSF, under Richard Stallman's firm hand, publicly praised it, promoting it, but only for that one initial release. Several people in the GNU project complained loudly, which just made my day even brighter. I was back. But back to Freenode. Yes, Freenode was the largest IRC chat server and extremely popular for free software projects. All of LibreBoot's development was done there. I woke up on the 20th of May 2021 to do a LibreBoot release, only to find that Freenode had gone completely insane. Years earlier, Freenode had been sold off to a rich tycoon who otherwise kept, for a time, the more or less liberal, civically-minded admins who ran the network. There was a power grab at Freenode, and it was assumed then that the admins would just do whatever they were told, right? Instead, they made a new network from scratch and started a massive smear campaign against Freenode. 20 years of critical free software infrastructure erupted into a total civil war. It's meant that Freenode suddenly had no staff. Freenode quickly recruited a bunch of actual white supremacists from another network to run the new Freenode. It got so insane that Freenode even started hijacking channels at one point, causing more and more people to become disillusioned and just leave Freenode. They even hijacked the Free Software Foundation's chat room on Freenode, and they thought it would be funny to make me a moderator there, which I obviously did not abuse. No. I quickly established order and then announced the new LibreBoot release on the 21st of May 2021. I didn't actually pick a side because I genuinely just didn't care. Like, let Freenode do whatever they want and let Libera do whatever they want. You know, the new network was called Libera. I just kept the two communities running on. I just kept LibreBoot running on both networks. Like, the chat room was registered on both sides. I'd slowly bleed out the Freenode channel in the coming weeks, though, because, you know, I successfully avoided being hijacked because I was being neutral, and also due to the fact that I told Andrew Lee, the person who'd taken over Freenode, what a wonderful job he's doing. I mean, that's really all a narcissist needs for them to leave you alone, right? You know, at one point, he told all his Nazi friends how based I am. I know, right? It turns out these people are just really stupid. Like, they were just fucking stupid. I gradually started banning, like, two people a day from my Freenode channel, messaging them immediately to tell them that I'd moved to Libera because, you know, Libera was competent and Freenode was not. I didn't like the general racism and bigotry that had become Freenode. You know, I had to destroy the channel slowly, otherwise it would have been hijacked. I did this even after Freenode wiped the entire channel and user database clean for their entire network to retain control of my increasingly empty Freenode channel. I even registered both the channel and my username from scratch after their purge. There was nothing to it. You know, I didn't want some junkie and a bunch of Nazis to have any influence over my projects. You know, it was widely suspected at the time that Lee, the person who's taken over Freenode, was doing cocaine. Just loads and loads of cocaine. I'm not going to say whether it's true or not. That's just what people thought. whether he's actually a junkie. I don't know if he was actually a junkie or not. It doesn't really matter. He was still insane. Drugs or no drugs. My project was one of the few to avoid being hijacked by Freenode because of my everything that I did. At the time, I also befriended the leader of a major free software project who for this book should be called Flower Girl. We will talk about more about her later. She has connections, including corporate, and a lot of prestige in the entire movement. I like being around powerful, highly intelligent people. You know, fuck Richard Stallman, I thought. Libra Boot was booming too at this point. Everyone, including Richard Stallman's weird friends, wanted to help Libra Boot. The FSF no longer had any authority over me, but I had authority over their followers, and Libra Boot had easily made up for the last 5 years. By the end of 2021, you know, we got it done. This period of my life was defined by anger. You know, my anxiety returned during the COVID period, and even after I quit drinking, I found that I just resented how much I'd fallen, how much I'd stagnated over the years. I felt that I wasn't in control of my life anymore. You know, I'd just gone through my transition, especially surgery. Spent a year in recovery, and I just wanted to think back, you know. All the things I built, like Libra Boot, they're all rotting, and I wanted it all back. My anger returned and drove me through that period. It was much colder anger, though, than I'd known before. I experienced it as a general sense of calm, but an old friend would tell me how truly terrifying she thought I was. She told me that the contents of my speech, how I wrote, and how I act, were just like they were in, you know, like 2016, just more controlled. Yeah, I mean, I was sober at that point. I was told by the same person that I destroy everything I touch, and that I apparently developed a God complex. I was God. No complex required. That's what I thought anyway. I told her where to shove it. You know, I didn't like... I told her that I like who I am. I told her that I had control of my life again, and that she'd not talk me out of it, and I resented how weak I was, you know, in the years leading up to this point, including 2016. If I had to sum up this period in one word, it would be grievances. You know, I was settling old scores, largely perceived, some of them real. I just wanted full control over everything, and nothing was stopping me. It wasn't all orderly either. I was publicly aggressive, and I gloated a lot, especially after what I perceived then as a completed coup. You know, I just bragged online all the time about how I once again had everything back, and that I just didn't suffer any consequences at all in the end. On the night when I launched the Stallman article and coinciding with my takeover, you know, I'd been awake for 2 days, perked up on caffeine, and I even had a video of Palpatine on repeat, for example, in the scene where he proclaims unlimited power. Obviously, I was my best self. I still to this day regard everything I did back then as being necessary. Now, I wasn't going to let anyone walk over me, although I probably could have been just a little bit nicer. Only a little bit. Yeah, my Stallman article just completely, like when I took over Libra Boot, the people that I threw out, they tried denouncing me, but my Stallman article was so controversial, and everyone hated it. Like, a lot of people just hated that so much that they didn't even care about my takeover anymore. But then the Stallman stuff died down. I switched sides, and I was still in charge, you know, that was the genius of the whole period. Anyway, you know, like my experience before then, like between 2016 to 2020, it was just, I just stagnated the whole time, you know, I was just rotting in hell. I just had a general feeling that I'd failed in my life, that I was stuck in a loop. You know, I couldn't bring myself to do anything after my surgery and other aspects of my transition felt complete anyway. There was just so many stresses, and I focused on my business at the time. I felt weak the whole time. I was angry that other people seemed to be just dumping all over the Libra Boot projects whatever they want. The people that I left in charge were incompetent, and I told them so. But, you know, they were getting on with it, and I couldn't do anything at that time. They regularly shut me out. You know, any time I tried to cooperate, they'd call my ideas stupid. They'd criticize my work. They wouldn't even look at it. The storefront, they broke the final straw one day in 2020 when they just called my old work reference, like reference work, which genuinely did insult me because it's like, it wasn't just reference work. I actually had something that works, unlike them. I felt extreme freedom in 2021 getting rid of them. I'd become so used to just doing, you know, whatever they said over the years because I'd spent so many years unable to do anything. Dropped my microphone. Temporarily. Yeah, I mean, you know, I spent so many years just deferring to them because, you know, I was unable to do anything myself. I just had too many other things going on. Now I had freedom again, but my programming still kicked in for a short period where, you know, I just justified, like, during the... I actually hate myself for the first, like, day or so of what happened, because for the first day or so, I was actually, like, trying to justify myself to him, as to the people that I left in charge. But, you know, after the first day, I just told myself, hang on a minute, I'm in charge. I don't need to do anything you people want anymore. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, I said it was the Libra Boot Committee, but in practice it was one man that was in charge. I'm not going to say who he is. He knows who he is if he's listening to this, to this book. But yeah, you know, it was just this one really annoying bloke that just, it was just crap at running the projects. I mean, there's not much else to it. I did feel a loss though when I removed him and the other people from the committee. There was one reason I didn't kick him out sooner. Actually, he did have a lot of hardware knowledge and did genuinely provide some useful advice from time to time. He was really bad at running the project, and his contribution to the projects was a net negative in the end, but he did use the support on the chat room, for example, you know, and when he was gone, I had to take over a lot of his responsibilities until I found new people to help me out in the projects. But, you know, it was worth it in the end. He turned a lot of people away from the projects in the end because he actually had a very similar, like, controlling nature to me, but the only difference is that my own work actually produced viable releases. He was just shit at his job. That's all there is to it. And that's what I said at the time, you know. When I first took over the project, I worried that the health of the projects may still wane, regardless of my own ability, because I was actually unsure, you know, whether I'd be able to sustain the effort, especially after he and some of his friends then quit. You know, it was a gamble. I willingly took it because there was nothing else to lose. Like, the real reason, though, as I said, was control. I just wanted control of the projects again. For the sake of my own ego, you know, I experienced it as freedom once I achieved it. Like, everyone was gone, I could just do whatever I wanted. Even if I did an inferior job, I was in charge. But I did do a good job, you know. I quickly attracted loads of new developers and started delegating authority again. I'd done this with him as well when he first joined, you know, with all of the committee members that I'd thrown out. When they first joined, I did this with them as well. You know, they joined under my style of leadership. But the difference now was that the people who I was bringing in were working under my guidance, and, you know, and what I said went. The new people working under my technical direction, they were working under my direction instead of his. You know, that was the coup. I barely even mentioned the change on the LibreRoot website. Everything continued as though my leadership was always there. I actually deleted the rewrite that he'd been working on, and I just used my code, modernized it entirely. If you look at the LibreRoot website now, you wouldn't even notice that this rewrite ever occurred. Like, it just looks like I was always there, right? They've got their own little entry on, like, the contributors page, but that's it, you know, and it just says, like, they contributed some code and resigned, basically. In other words, I deleted, let me just summarize for the end of this chapter. I deleted 5 years of work. I wasted 5 years of someone's time, and I did so without hesitation. I wanted control, and I didn't want anyone challenging me. This person just fundamentally opposed my leadership in any capacity, disagreed with me on every technical decision I ever made. The details of those agreements are irrelevant for the purposes of this book. The human aspect is what matters for this story, and this has now been covered, I think. So let's move on.